For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today we're reading from John chapter 16, verses 29 through 33. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have overcome the world. Take courage, I have conquered the world, Jesus teaches us. Those are some of the most comforting words in all of Scripture. There are many times when we will feel oppressed or persecuted. There are many times when we'll feel like we're all alone fighting the battle, trying to live a Christian life. There are many times when we'll feel like everyone seems to be opposed to us, the society that we're living in, my workplace, my school, whatever it might be. There are lots of times when we'll feel very, very much oppressed and persecuted. In the world, you will have trouble. Take courage. I have overcome the world. I have conquered the world. There are times when we'll just feel like nothing's going our way. Everything seems to fall apart. I try my best and nothing seems to work. Take courage, Jesus says. I have conquered the world. In those moments when we feel like we have nowhere to turn, Jesus invites us to turn to Him. Today we also celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. Mary, when she appeared at Fatima, shows to the shepherd children the various challenges that face the church in this world. She prophesies some of the great tribulations and sufferings that the church may have to undergo. But at Fatima, she also calls on the entire church to join together in prayer. In prayer, asking God for peace, for the conversion of sinners. She encourages the prayer of the rosary, and she encourages us to be closer to Christ through the sacraments. So on this feast of Our Lady of Fatima, we're reminded of exactly what Jesus tells us in the gospel. Take courage. In the world, you will have trouble. Take courage. Take courage because we are not alone. We have the whole heavenly host praying with us and for us. We ourselves have been called into that great mission to transform the world by our prayer into the kingdom of God. We have been called by God to be His missionaries to all nations.